Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And Dr. Norm Shealy did not make it today because of flash floods in Missouri. Vince called me up half an hour before the show and said, go ahead and monologue. I said, okie dokie. So hopefully I have enough information and material and articles that I don't have to resort to singing 1970s disco music. I wonder if we could bring it back. What do you think? Do you think I can get a government grant? I don't think it's a politically correct enough topic. All right, so next article. YouTube caught red-handed removing dislikes from Biden White House page. Anything to fool the people. See, it's all about selling the narrative at all and any costs. I think people, at least on this broadcast, realize that it's now no longer, never really has been, a left-right paradigm. A lot more if everything now an aristocracy serfdom paradigm. Next article. Instagram is forcing users to follow Joe Biden White House account. So this is really pathetic, people. Instagram is forcing the users to follow Joe Biden even when they click to unfollow him. Again, this is a good time for me to mention my disclaimer. Do I do this because I'm being a little satirical? Yes. But I'm also doing it because it's real. It's hard to believe that these articles and what's happening in America actually exist. So that's why I have to make it very clear. I do not make any of this stuff up. Everything I say, including comments, is based on real-life published articles in the public domain. It's called reading and research. Next article. Joe Biden includes illegal aliens in census to determine congressional seats. So your electoral college, well, we all know that your vote doesn't mean anything anymore. Why should what you think mean anything? Why should the rule of law mean anything? It doesn't. Next, Twitter being sued for telling child porn victim that images of him at 13 years old didn't violate their terms of service. Again, my disclaimer. I say this, it's impossible to believe this is America. Let me repeat that article again. Twitter being sued for telling child porn victim that images of him at 13 years old didn't violate their terms of services. You can't make this stuff up. Next, U.S. military convoy of 40 trucks enters Syria. So now, not only do we stick our combat soldiers in basements with one bathroom, sleeping on the floor. Now, we're sending them to war. Next. Next, Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th president, it's in quotes, by the way, of the United States. It's called a low-key event. Well, from my reading and research, there wasn't a couple thousand people there. There was a couple hundred people there. And the reason why it's low-key and virtual is because nobody showed up. That's why nobody would show up. That's why they covered all the grounds in flags. That's what virtual reality means. That's what big tech does. They make one person appear as 1,000 people, 1,000 opinions. That's how they do it. That's what virtual reality is, folks. Next, Biden forgets to salute the Marines during inauguration. If you remember what I started with in my monologue slash rant in the beginning, when oath, duty, honor mean nothing, what are we all fighting for? When soldiers are thinking about ripping off the American flag off their uniform and replacing them with a dollar sign, it asks a lot of questions. Next, it's clear based on a comparison between President Trump's 2017 inauguration and Biden's inauguration that Biden has no support. That's a duh, no duh article. Obviously, that's very obvious. Next, leaked evidence shows John Sullivan admitting to posing as a Trump supporter while being led inside Capitol building. That was a planned false flag. Little old me has given dozens of proof and evidence regarding this. This was a false flag set up. But now that facts and evidence and rule of law no longer trumps hoaxes, false flags, or political correctness, it doesn't matter, right? Next, Pelosi sends 5,000 National Guard troops to sleep in parking garage with one bathroom. I already mentioned that a few moments ago, but this is the actual article, in case you thought I was making this up. Trump offers D.C. hotel to National Guard troops sleeping in the parking garage. So you have Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats throwing our troops who are willing to put their life on the line for us and the Constitution. And these people have eliminated the Constitution, eliminated the rule of law, and then they get thrown into a parking garage, and President Trump offers his hotel for the troops and our police officers. Yeah, I read the articles. I've seen the photos. I'm not making this up. Next article. United Nations refugee expert will now control U.S. border security. I want you to think about that. America no longer controls its borders. Next, some good news. Montana lawmakers move to protect girls' sports after Biden signs order forcing schools to let transgender biological males compete against females. Again, not making this up. I know almost every article sounds surreal, that this is made up, this could not happen in America. I promise you, I am not making this up to sell a narrative. This is all happening. Next, Capitol Police removed barriers and allowed protesters to walk right into the Capitol. There's video proof. There's witnesses. There's affidavits. There's videos of patriots saying to the Capitol Police, why are you letting them do this? Why are you letting them, even though the like 99% walked within the velvet ropes and basically self-toured, this is what they do. everything on the left, especially the mainstream media, is propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting. That's like 99.9% of their so-called information. Even the word information, when you have laws, facts, evidence, and all those definitions getting rewritten, trust me, everything's getting rewritten. Everything's a 1984 Orwellian theater. Next, Amazon fights mail-in ballots in union vote. Bezos and Amazon is saying there's too much fraud regarding mail-in votes. You cannot make this stuff up. You remember I talked about Lynn Wood and Giuliani should get together and come to Montana on a private ranch, private venue, and literally create a trial to see who actually won. Let's call it the Bezos Bill, because obviously Bezos and Amazon is not going to accept mail-in ballots for their union vote because there's too much fraud. I'm not making this stuff up. See, this is what happens, people. This is what it's all about, is fraud. You know, just like, you know, you have people like Navarro doing all this work and creating all these reports, if you will, talking about irregularities, illegalities. I mean, it includes dead voters, felon voters, ghost voters, mail-in registration beyond the deadline, too young voters, non-citizen voters, non-registered voters. I mean, on and on and on. And this is his third report. And his conclusion is Arizona. Okay, I am literally looking at it right now. I'm not making this stuff up. Everything I talk about is not made up. So Arizona, Biden's victory margin, and victories in quotes, by the way, was a little over 10,000. The possible illegal votes was over 254,000. Do the math, people. In Georgia, Biden apparently won by 11,000 and change. Illegal votes was 601,000 and change. I'm looking at it. I'm not making this stuff up. Michigan, Biden apparently won by 154,000 and change. The illegal votes was 446,000 and change. In Nevada, the victory margin, please keep in mind, victory is in quotes, has an asterisk, it's italicized, and it's got a line through it. 33,000 and change. Illegal votes, 220,000 and change. Pennsylvania, victory margin for Biden was 81,000 and change. Illegal votes, 992,000. Wisconsin, Biden victory margin 20,000 and change, illegal votes 553,000. This was a landslide for President Trump. Landslide. Not making this stuff up, folks. We need to use facts. We need to use studies. Even Joe Van Pulitzer said 65 foreign countries participated in 7 key states, over 600 county polling locations. It's vetted and factual. It's a PDF on it. These are facts. These are evidence. I'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And before the break, I was talking about the irony of Jeff Bezos and Amazon saying that there's too much fraud for mail-in ballots for the union vote. So since Jeff Bezos is either number one or two richest people in the world, I think a Bezos bill should support and fund the new trial that's going to take place in Montana on a private venue by invitation only, where Giuliani, Linwood, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and the whole team create their own jury. We have all the evidence, and we'll call this the Bezos bill, since Jeff Bezos agrees that mail-in ballots have too much fraud. So now that we got Jeff Bezos on our side talking about election and voter fraud, that pretty much makes it very obvious that we can do the same. We can talk about the Georgia suitcase heist in the last minute with Ruby Freeman and her daughter and Ralph Jones Sr. in this suitcase hoist or heist or both, where there's videos of them running the same ballots through the machines at least three times, clearing out rooms of observers on video. Oh, and by the way, there's all this new audio that just keeps coming out that proves that they got caught. Ralph Jones announcing on November 3rd that he would stop at 11 p.m. to count the stash suitcase ballots, but the audio must be a conspiracy. Shh. Maybe Russia did it. You think Russia did it, people? I think Russia did it. So, it's unbelievable when they say no evidence. It means, the people who are saying it means, I've been bought and paid for to shut up, or I've been blackmailed. What about the drop and roll where five states shut down almost at the same time that dumped hundreds of thousands of late night ballot votes? All evidence, all proven. This is in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Virginia. It's not just the swing states in question. There's a lot of evidence that California was won by the Republicans and Trump. I mean, all these math impossibilities where Biden had a 1 in quadrillion chance of winning. 1 in quadrillion chance where everybody went to bed and oops, look what happened. And how can the all these votes that went to Biden and been deleted from Trump all have the same vote ratio in all these states? That's statistically impossible, not improbable, not a glitch, not an irregularity, impossible. How about all these GOP poll watchers literally being kicked out of counting rooms, covering windows, making them stand so far back they have to use binoculars and still can't see? But you're a conspiracy theorist for saying this. Or you're a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater. In other words, you're an anti-ismist phobe conspiracy theorist. Well, isn't that cardboard there taping over the windows? No, you're a conspiracy theorist. Maybe Russia did it. I think Russia did it. How about all the votes deleted or switched from President Trump to Joe Biden on live TV? You're a conspiracy theorist. Even though they used Dominion and other systems. That's proven. How about the U.S. Postal Service drivers speaking out after they were told to transfer almost 300,000 completed ballots across state lines after the election? Completed ballots. What? Oh, that's it. That guy could have been Russian. I think he was Russian, guys. Jesse Morgan, you're a Russian. Oh, my God. People, send me a check. I'll send you a bridge. I'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demand the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really, when BA got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And I worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for. And we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement. For BA, I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done, and, you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And, you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm looking at the time, and I can't even believe it. So we have less than a half an hour left, so I'm going to try really hard, which is so difficult to do with some of these surreal articles. I want to mention as much news as I possibly can before the top of the hour when the show is over. Okay. Arizona Maricopa Board of Supervisors is playing games, trying to block a legitimate forensic audit of machines and ballots. See, people, there was even subpoenas to some of these swing states, and they've been ignored. That's called no rule of law. That's called a banana republic. And as I said earlier in the show, it's called a failed state. Next, Georgia County orders enough ballots to register entire state 2.5 times over after the election. Now, this is why Giuliani, Linwood, let's come to Montana and let's have a real trial. Let's have a real hearing. Let's have a real court, and let's create juries and show the world all this in a form that's easy to understand, that's obvious, and all the evidence needs to come out. Because if the courts don't even look at evidence anymore, again, pardon the repetition, we're a banana republic. Next, officials tell Gateway Pundit video evidence of Detroit's reported 3 a.m. ballot dump ready by the end of the week. Well, here we are, like 3 months after the election. When you get video or audio evidence from the powers that be who have bought and paid for and sold out or blackmailed these people, I guarantee you any little bit of evidence will be dubbed out, will be re-edited. And I'm not just talking audio. I am talking video, too. They have the technology. They can make any one of us rob a bank doing pedophilia. They can do anything they want, especially with audio. I've even heard it on shows I've been on years ago. Heck, the book I wrote, I've had copies come back to me where they've deleted the introductory chapter, the table of contents, the first chapter, the second chapter. They've switched words around. They've deleted certain sentences. They've been doing this for years. And it's not just book burning, folks. They can do it on audio and video for years. They can change live time when somebody's speaking their facial expressions. Live time by like 1/10 of a second. I'm not kidding. I reported on, I mentioned these things. Next article. See, it's so hard not to go off into tangents and make comments. Next article. Data expert. You're going to love this. 200,000 Pennsylvania ballots were modified after the election. 200,000. And a sample of 100,000 Arizona ballots show they aren't even real people. People, come on. This is pathetic. This is a joke. Over a million people gave their lives for our freedoms and liberty, and this is what the people at the top of the institutions do to this country? Spit on their graves. Next, update on the big lie. Law professor confirms election fraud evidence is significant. More video evidence keeps coming out about the riots showing that Bland Tifa and other articles infiltrated the Patriots, and this was planned. Oh, that's right. We can't look at facts and evidence because you're a conspiracy theorist. You can only listen to the made-up narrative. Sorry, my bad. Next, accurate list of 2020 election fraud cases shows 81 cases total, 30 still active, and not one single case was looked at regarding evidence or merit. Not one. Does this sound like America to you? Next, 28 times media Democrats excused or endorsed violence committed by left-wing activists. 28 times. 28. Next, Biden signs 3 executive orders. Mask mandate, social distancing on federal property, racial equality, and rejoins the Paris Agreement. Well, let's look at what the next one says. Awkward. This is an article. I saw the video. I heard the audio. After the inauguration, Bidens were locked out of the White House They fired the Trump butler and no one was there to open the doors. Oh, that's not a big deal, right? Well, let's read the next article. There was a hot mic, an open mic. Joe Biden was signing an executive order. And he said, and the whole world heard it, who watched this? He said, I don't know what I'm signing. But he signed the executive order anyway. Let me repeat this. There was a hot mic. Joe Biden was signing an executive order. He says, I don't know what I'm signing, but he signed it anyway. I want you to wrap your head around that, folks. That's called a puppet. That means everything has already been prepared. And the rule of law and facts and leadership, nothing means anything anymore. Next, Nancy Pelosi requested mobile crews of machine guns to shoot non-existent Trump supporters. Again, I look at articles, I read them, and I give you the bullet points that are published in the public domain. Don't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. I don't care how creative of a writer you are, how wide your imagination is. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Keystone Pipeline canceled leads to 1,000 lost jobs. I remember reading an article where Biden's first week of accomplishments was he actually killed over 100,000 jobs, made U.S. energy dependent. That means we are dependent on U.S. energy. I want you to think about that. So giving China access to the U.S. power grid, increasing drug prices, that especially for people who have diabetes who need insulin and epinephrine. In other words, he reversed Trump's executive order. You still think it's a left-right paradigm, people? Please, send the checks. I'll send you the bridges. Sent troops to sleep in a parking garage. Sent troops to Syria to start a new war. Banning fracking. Being caught without a mask while telling you to do it. More laws for killing babies and harvesting baby parts. More laws to have sex with children. This is all... I don't make any of this stuff up. And now he's joined international agreements that hands our energy policy to Europe and China without Senate approval. That's called authoritarianism, folks. And you know, there's more video evidence of Detroit's reported 3 a.m. ballot dump. They even have eyewitnesses, and I'm afraid to mention their names because I don't know if I should, but they're calling them modern-day Paul Revere's, and that where every ballot was suspiciously marked the exact same way, and we're undervoting. Down ballot races were marked in the exact same suspicious way. Seems like coincidence after irregularity, after glitches, after math improbabilities, and mostly math impossibilities. But it's okay, because now the Biden administration, we're not allowed to travel internationally or anywhere or open up businesses in some states, but the migrants who are stuck at the border are vulnerable to COVID, so they must be allowed in for their own safety. Again, not making this stuff up. This is sad. This is pathetic. This is shameful. This is an embarrassment to the United States of America. We might as well just change our name. Next, Jets sportscaster sues. I was fired for being white. Well, good luck. When I tried to sue, they told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points, that my victim group status wasn't high enough. Forget about merit. Forget about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. They now mean nothing. Oath, vow, duty, code now mean nothing. But yet, all the evidence that I've given, thousands of it, where the rich get richer, showing billionaire performance, trying to convince the people it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, that it truly is about money redistribution from the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners, to the top 1 to 2% for the agenda. And the agenda is very scary. And this is what happens, folks, when you delegitimize work. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. This is what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card. You delegitimize work. You think it's for your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, but it's not. These are divide and conquer strategies. And I've proved it over and over again. So when you demand no protection, no rights or restitution under the rule of law for certain people who are targeted, who are affected, you're giving basically runaway power, no checks and balances. You're enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and corporations in the world. You're giving them liability immunity. You know, I had all these articles set up for a healthcare discussion with Dr. Sheely. I should probably mention some of these articles. But this is what happens, folks. We're giving free lunch to the elite because we've eliminated the rule of law for precedence. We've allowed brainwashing, hypocrisy, and double standards to be the norm, while they are biologically, chemically, and technologically, and psychologically neutering the population. Maybe this last segment I'll mention a few, as many articles as I can regarding health care I was going to discuss with Dr. Sheely. I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for Silver Solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other Silver Solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and obviously Dr. Norm Shealy did not show up because of the flash floods in Missouri. So I'm going to mention some bullet points from healthcare articles I was going to discuss with Dr. Shealy that I had prepared. So I'm just going to go through as many as I possibly can and try to limit my comments as much as I can in this last few minute segment. And we appreciate you being here. We hope you have a great week. And Vince and I will be on tomorrow talking about the importance of buying land, creating databases, and the things I talked about briefly earlier in the broadcast. So the first article regarding healthcare I was going to discuss with Dr. Norm Shealy is Experts in Epidemiology, Occupational Health, Toxicology, Physics, and Engineering Agree 5G Radiation is Toxic to Humans. Next, when a Democrat, and that's in quotes, government spends $250 million to manipulate you, basically what this article was about, was talking about PR propaganda in order to sell you about whatever vaccine is necessary. Next, California refuses to disclose COVID-19 data used to drive lockdowns. If your state, if your institution, if your healthcare provider, if your, doesn't matter, if they refuse to give you information and studies like proving the efficacy of masks, for example, which we've proven a million times with other studies showing that it's a detriment, okay, what happens is if you're willing to listen to these people when they're asking for liability immunity, which is no consequences, no accountability for their orders, you've got to be a moron to accept those orders without liability or consequences. That's not how America works. Next, heartbreaking. Flu shot kills healthy 19-year-old boy. Next, Dr. Fauci promoted hydroxychloroquine as a cure to COVID in 2005. Imagine my shock. Next, FDA-approved anti-parasitic drug ivermectin can kill the coronavirus within 48 hours, new study reports. But see, you're not supposed to know this stuff because they want you to take the vaccine. Next, New York wants to send COVID cases, contacts, and carriers to detention facilities. If you're still living in New York State, look in the mirror. You're nuts. Next, California scraps 10% of Moderna vaccine following severe allergic reaction. I think Moderna and Bill Gates is connected by, at the hip, by the way. Next, California health issues alarm over unusually high number of allergic reactions to Moderna vaccine. Next, California stops injecting Moderna's coronavirus vaccines after disturbing number of severe reactions. People, look at the adverse reactions. Look at the side effect. Look at the contraindication profile. If that's why package inserts are getting smaller, because they don't want you educated. They want you dumb, taking whatever they say. Read those three parts of the package insert. Bring a magnifying lens. You need it because it's purposely getting smaller. In fact, Big Pharma is literally lobbying to get those things out of the PIs. You need to read it. I promise you, if you read this stuff about most drugs, you will not want to take it. Remember what Dr. Norm Shealy says. If you are diagnosed with an acute disease or disorder, and it turns chronic in 6 months, that medication is starting to kill you. Okay? Next. Scary video after Pfizer vaccine. Woman suffers permanent neurological damage. Permanent neurological damage. Let me say that a different way. Permanent neurological damage. Next article. Californian dies after getting the vaccine in Sacramento. Next. 13 Israelis suffer facial paralysis. Me and Norm Shealy talked about Bell's palsy. After Pfizer COVID jab, 29 dead in Norway following Pfizer COVID vaccination. Again, my disclaimer, all published articles in the public domain. This isn't Rich saying this stuff. I'm not making this up. I'm not selling a narrative. I'm not being bought and paid for. Next, Portuguese health worker passes away after 2 days after receiving the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Next, Moderna coronavirus vaccine causes dermal filler reactions, warns the FDA. Even bought and paid for institutions have to admit what's going on. Next, at least 23 people have died from corona vaccines in Norway so far. Next, Cuomo goes for broke, threatens $100,000 fine in New York hospitals that don't use their vaccines in 7 days. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, COVID-19 outbreak in Auburn nursing home infects 139 residents, kills 24. Next, you know that the Washington Monument lights went out last night? National Park Service is investigating. What does that mean? Appreciate you being here, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.